I wait until 6:30 a.m. to call Willie Miller. He's an early riser, so he's probably up by now. But either way, I don't want to wait any longer. He answers on the first ring with the words, "I was about to call you. I saw the news. Why didn't you call me yesterday?" "Sorry," I say, "I should have." Willie loves every dog we take in, so I know he's worried about Boomer. I doubt he gives a damn either way about Brian. "I'm going to get him," Willie says. "You want to come?" Once again, Willie is way ahead of me. We put small GPS devices in the collars of all our rescue dogs in case they get out or run away from owners that have adopted them. We've used it to great advantage a number of times. Willie has instantly realized this, while it took me until last night to do so. "Have you checked the GPS?" I ask. The base unit is at the shelter, so Willie would have had to have gone down there early this morning. "Just got back," he says. "Boomer is in Freehold. The address I've got is a motel." Freehold is about an hour south of Patterson, and the fact that Boomer is there tells me one of two things. One could be that Brian wanted to get out of the immediate area, where the publicity would be greater and there would be more chance that he would be noticed by someone. The other, more likely possibility is that he is simply stopping there on a trip to take him much farther away. He could even be hoping to escape to Mexico. I don't know if I care much about him either way. I certainly don't if he stabbed two people to death, but I do care about Boomer. When we rescue dogs, we enter into a covenant of sorts with them, in that we promise to be responsible for their welfare on a permanent basis, even after they go to a new home. The adopting owners know that if they ever cannot care for their new dog, we are there for them. "I'll pick you up," Willie says. "I need to think this through." "You can think it through while I'm driving over there," he says, and hangs up. It's fair to say that Willie doesn't hang on my every word. But I really do need to analyze this situation carefully, especially the legalities of it. While we are going to get Boomer, at the very least, we probably also will learn the whereabouts of a fugitive wanted for murder. If it were just me, that wouldn't be a problem. I remain Brian's lawyer, so I have no obligation whatsoever to report his location to the authorities. In fact, I am prohibited.